Hello, everyone. My name is Nick Gregory, and I'm CEO and founder of the Wealth Engineering family of companies. And I'll be hosting today's PowerCast as the latest addition to our Wealth Engineering Fusion Power series. Now, we'll be taking a Reader's Digest approach to a very expansive topic as we discuss the next generation AI native system of action for SEC and FINRA compliance. Our special guest today is David Feldman. Dave is CEO and co-founder of Greenboard. Greenboard is one of the latest additions to my organization's expert sourcing consortium. So let me start out by asking you, Dave, your background and the dynamics of how you and your team engineered such a robust AI native compliance platform for the wealth advisory community.
Fantastic. Nick, thank you, first of all, so much for having me on your podcast and having Greenboard as part of your consortium. Compliance isn't exactly the sexiest topic out there, but
no, may not be.
But I think that it's an area where technology can really help firms drive efficiency and, frankly, focus more time and energy on advisor client relationships, right? So I think it's an area ripe for innovation, and there's a lot of value we can drive. My background is kind of interesting for someone who is building a compliance technology company. I'm an engineer by training. And in fact, my co-founder is also an engineer by training. Him and I met when we were studying engineering at Johns Hopkins. So we've known each other since we were 18 years old. I started my career at Google. He started his career at Amazon and AWS. And we both got to work on pretty cool, like, tech forward things early in our career. So I was part of the team that launched Google's first smart speakers. I don't know what they're branded as today. I think they used to be called Google Home or Google Nest. But still, you know, we've got millions of folks with these smart speakers in their houses. And Ed actually cut his teeth in technology at Amazon, building some of AWS's first machine learning infrastructure. So, you know, true technology background. I kind of realized early in my career that I didn't want to be part of such like a big organization when I was really young. I think I felt that, you know, it was an amazing place to be, Google was, but just the amount of impact I was able to have on, you know, ultimately the top and bottom line of the company and the overall innovation as a 22-year-old was not just there where I wanted it to be. So I wound up getting recruited to join a venture-backed startup, and it was kind of my first of a few of them out in the San Francisco Bay Area called Hive AI that was part of the previous wave of innovation around using GPU infrastructure, the same stuff, the same chips that we're using to run language models today, but for computer vision use cases. So think the same technology that you utilize to say, unlock your phone with your face. And it was a great experience there. After a few years there, I got recruited to a fintech robo-advisor called Guideline. Guideline actually got bought out last year by Gusto, the big payroll processor, but scaled to, you know, tens of thousands of small business clients. They did 401k for small business. So, you know, 401k, as a lot of folks listening to the podcast will likely know, is ultra regulated. Not only do you have to deal with SEC regulation, but you've got to deal with all of the DOL rules and ERISA rules. So it was really a crash course for me in regulatory compliance for investment advisors and broker dealers. In fact, during my time there, Guideline also became a broker dealer. And in fact, the lead product person who led, you know, the FINRA registration is now a Greenboard employee on our team as well. So there's some continuity.
Oh, they're right.
Yep. So, you know, I got exposure to everything regulatory compliance. And frankly, you know, the compliance team at Guideline was phenomenal. And I built out systems used for automating all of the Form 5500 government filings to the greatest extent possible. And I built out the system used for generating all of the legal documents. And, you know, this touched tens of billions in assets under management, hundreds of thousands of participants. So we were really doing this at scale, at least in terms of you know, what it means to be a fintech operating at scale. And it just kept on coming up that a lot of the, you know, compliance processes really seemed behind the times. And I wound up being a really close partner working on a lot of the legal and regulatory infrastructure to folks on the compliance team. And it just didn't make sense to me. There were, you know, all of these fragmented tools that left a lot to be desired in terms of the usability. And none of the data really talked to each other. So naturally, when ChatGPT started getting really good, and I had kind of seen the progression of AI technology in a tangential but very related field to language models, I was scratching my head, and I was like, gosh, I really think there's going to be a great opportunity to totally change how compliance technology works in this space. And I think as someone who's got, you know, the real experience building fintech products at scale and the real experience working with neural networks, I might just be the right person to do it. So Ed and I teamed up. Fast forward to today, you know, we've raised more than $20 million, support over 600 financial institutions. A lot of them are household names at this point. So it's everyone from fintechs that advertise on the Super Bowl to a firm that's on FINRA's board of governors to, you know, several of the top 10 largest RIAs by assets to a state treasury of a United States state. So great, great clients. We couldn't do it without them. And really our mission is to make everything compliance and ultimately more than just compliance, a lot of things that touch compliance in the back office, 10 times easier for everyone involved. And we're making good progress at doing that.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So you have two Johns Hopkins guys that split off a little bit and went, one was Amazon and one Google. You come back together and you put together a heck of a platform for the wealth advisory community. And we're very excited to have you relevant to the grief that, you know, the 2,100 plus firms, RIA firms that we consult with, you know, it's a real thorn in their side. How do we streamline all this? And what kind of capsulizes it together with us is we enter into a relationship with STP Compliance, Sam Levine and his team, on the consulting side of compliance. And I said, I'd love to bundle this together and bring technology and consulting together. And he said, well, you know, let us introduce you to Greenboard. And I'd already talked to you folks, you know, Mark, Michael and others before. And so here we are, we've got it all bundled together. So we're pretty doggone excited to be able to convey out to all the firms we work with, hey, we've got a solution and you have your choice of options, consulting and tech, or just consulting or just the tech. So we're pretty doggone excited. So can you drill down a little bit deeper into your AI native dashboard and Greenboard Go and all that as to how it mechanizes out, how it creates, has created such an infrastructure for compliance?
Yeah, absolutely. And before I jump right into that, you know, you mentioned the STP team. We work with them. They're phenomenal. And really, you know, our work with compliance experts is one of the things we really want to emphasize. You can't go into a regulatory exam, no matter how good your AI dashboard is, right? And say, you know, examiner, don't worry, I've got AI doing my supervision. We're good to go here. That's going to be the first misstep of a long and painful
exam. Yeah, that's
going to
get ugly from that point on. Yeah.
So when I talk about, you know, the technology that we've built and you know what Greenboard Go does and all of the things that exist in Greenboard for compliance use cases, and I think this is probably true for a lot of categories for advisors where ultimately it's a relationship business, right? So, you know, you don't want AI that's client facing that eliminates that relationship. That's what the client's paying for a lot of the time. But when it comes to compliance technology, Greenboard essentially is a unified dashboard for functionality that used to be fragmented across a bunch of different tools. And Greenboard Go is our AI platform that sits on top of all of the data and all of the functionality to turn it into what we call a real system of action. So, you know, what that means is I can take what used to be a separate archiving tool or a separate tool for doing marketing reviews or a separate tool for employee compliance, third-party diligence. The list goes on, and we've built the platform in such a way where you can pick and choose different pieces. And frankly, there's a lot more beyond the scope of what I described, and it's designed to be really highly configurable. But you take what processes used to be in fragmented and outdated tools, you bring it into a modern platform, and then you can use artificial intelligence to drive a ton of efficiencies. So I'll give you an example. Let's say I'm an advisor, and a client wants to message me on WhatsApp. You know, everyone knows about all of the e-comms fines that were imposed predominantly in the prior SEC administration, but it's still top of mind for a lot of firms. With Greenboard Go, if I've got access to Greenboard, I can just ask my AI assistant, say, hi, I have a client that wants to text me on WhatsApp. What do I do? And it will cross-reference my policies, help me draft a note to my compliance team if I want. But if it's enabled, it'll actually give me a link to connect my WhatsApp account right then and right there. It takes me 30 seconds to hook it up, and then I can text my client without disrupting that, you know, interaction or that relationship. And the same thing goes for, you know, if I have a big spreadsheet of Harry and David gift baskets that I want to send out over the holidays, I drop that into the AI tool and it parses it out. It submits all of the forms for me and actually helps me, you know, become compliant and adhere to my processes that all exist in Greenboard. So their workflows in Greenboard, but there's an AI tool to just take all of the guesswork and all of the back and forth out of it for advisors. And there's similar functionality that exists for compliance folks also to make them what we think is 10 times more productive, right? So it's all about human in the loop and expert in the loop and creating a better experience for advisors. And to do that, we've brought a lot of functionality together that is just on older infrastructure for most advisors today.
Oh, that's fantastic. Can you touch on, you know, how do you gather all the information together? You call it, I think, a multimodal processing platform of being able to grab it where however it's coming in. Can you touch on it a little bit more? Because number one, you got to get all the data in one place, right? And then you can work your magic.
Absolutely, right? So, you know, there's no silver bullet to building all of the connections and all of the infrastructure. It's been years and years for us of hard work and moving as fast as we possibly can. But we're fortunate to have great relationships. We can support over 200 different custodians. And for instance, we're natively in the Schwab Advisor Center and natively, you know, integrated in several of the largest custodians where you can in 2 minutes enable your custodial data to flow through to Greenboard. We've built direct connectivity into the Microsoft Graph API to pull down a lot of core, you know, email, Teams data, other core organizational data. We can integrate directly into your HRIS and single sign-on system. And kind of the list goes on from there. And then, you know, you bring the data in, right? And that's a key part of it. And you've got to have the, you know, API integrations, and you've got to have the connectors. And again, there's no silver bullet to building that stuff. And then we're really tasked with A, meeting books and records requirements. So, you know, we've got to be fully WORM compliant and 17A4 compliant for the broker dealers on our platform. And WORM compliance is, you know, how investment advisors talk about meeting their regulatory obligations. And, you know, you've got to make sure that that is, you know, first and foremost, the foundation of the entire platform. But from there, what we're able to do is we're able to effectively run inference on the data to do useful things. So a very basic example, right, is for e-com supervision. And I think there are other folks in the space that are catching up to this now, but I think that we continue to be differentiated and, yeah, just the level of sophistication. And frankly, we've had, you know, years of this product in market. So how well it actually performs in a real world scenario, we think we've just spent the most time and energy on it. But we're able to use AI to, instead of supervising based upon keywords or lexicon hits, dramatically reduce the false positives that you'd see in the supervision queue when doing your e-com supervision review via using AI rules, right, that are really tailored to your policies and procedures in your WSPs. So that's one example. There are many, many examples of all of the different types of things that we can do with the data. And I think, frankly, that's the point, right? A real AI native platform shouldn't just have specific use cases. You should be able to get the AI to work for you in dozens of ways. And I think that's probably, you know, one of the biggest differentiators between our platform and a lot of the older tools that are out there that are now starting to adopt artificial intelligence. It's just, you know, the breadth and the usefulness of all of the different functionality we've got built in.
Yeah, so you have, because you've got that capability built in where you can take your operating system and tailor it during implementation to fit into that registered investment advisory firm. Of course, and of course, they're all different, so they all have their idiosyncrasies, and you've got to already get, you already have that built.
Yeah, absolutely. And in many cases, AI will do what we call is take a first pass at building that for you, right? And we provide really hands-on implementation assistance as well. So it's a little bit of a sci-fi scene to have, you know, AI implementing AI, but I think it's the future of where we're going, and it's something we've made available in our platform.
You have this graphic on your website. It's fantastic, relevant to Greenboard Go sitting in the middle and all the functionality that exists there. So you become the hub from a compliance standpoint. And my vision is that you're going to be taking that broader than just compliance as over time. But very, very well done graphic. And your website, by the way, is very impressive. I can't say that relevant to all the firms we work with.
Thank you, Nick. No,
some of them get pretty stale.
Yeah, I appreciate the kind words. I think what we want to convey on our website is exactly what we do and the scale that we're operating at. And we want to make it easy for folks to get in touch with us if there's some way that we might be able to help them operate more efficiently. So if you're taking away the things from our website that you're describing, it's doing our job. And I certainly appreciate the kind words.
Yeah, that's the front porch of your organization, as every website is. And my frustration is we have seven different websites because my family of companies is made up of seven entities. So it's a nightmare trying to keep up. And what do they really say? How do you navigate? What's a real perception? All that stuff. So my hat's off to you. See, can you talk about your trade approval platform, how you've automated that?
Yeah, absolutely. So there are a lot of ways that we effectively automate, you know, trade approval for employees and post-trade testing, and just a lot of functionality, not just for employee trading, but also for supervising client trades as well. So again, you know, tapping into the theme of bringing the data together and doing useful and interesting things with that data. So, you know, same experience as I mentioned for connecting a new e-coms channel, you know, that exists for every advisor for connecting a brokerage account, where I can, you know, tell Greenboard Go, I'd like to open a new account at Schwab or Vanguard or Fidelity, right? Or truly, virtually any brokerage account I might want on the personal side of the house. And AI will give me a button. It'll look in if it's in my policy, if I need approval to do this. And if it is, it says, great, you know, once you open that account, here's exactly where you link it to set up the feed, right? So you know, first point of innovation is just making the personal brokerage feed experience dramatically better for all involved. And this also goes for instances where, you know, let's say I can't establish the feed for one reason. I'll give you an example. We have as a client one of the largest Korean conglomerates, U.S. asset manager arm, and some of them have got Korean accounts where there's just no banking connection available. This is true not just for them, but for all sorts of clients of ours. You can upload a brokerage statement to Greenboard, and instead of having to then, you know, have the rep type out their account number and all of the attributes, all of that gets parsed out with AI. But the transaction and holding data that the compliance team needs also gets parsed out with AI. So, you know, getting the data into the platform is a way we've been able to innovate. Fielding requests is another way we've been able to innovate. So there's a really user-friendly and mobile-compatible form that you can fill out, but a form's a form, right? You know, we just want to make that piece easy for reps to use. But if you'd like to, you can, you know, just take a screenshot of whatever software you're about to use to make the trade and upload that to Greenboard, and AI will fill out the form for you. We think that's another way that we make trade compliance easier for reps. And then, you know, again, you can ask AI questions on things that are in policy. It'll cross-reference your watch list. It can tell you, you know, let's say you do have restrictive trading rules at your firm. It can, you know, approve or deny your requests in real time if you've got that set up in Greenboard. So a lot of different ways to drive efficiency. And then on the back end for the compliance team, because we have the custodial data connections and those relationships, we can marry the custodial data with the personal trading data to make sure that, gosh, you know, we really don't want to see any reps trading ahead of client positions. That would be a compliance issue and doesn't happen often for our clients. But we've got a monitoring tool to make sure you've got adequate procedures to prevent that from happening. And we actually now power our platform on S&P's Securities Master. It's a subscription we purchase for all of our clients. It's no extra charge. So you can configure really robust watch lists and supervision lists based upon if, you know, if there are instances where there is material non-public information at your firm that either the firm has got knowledge of or different employees have knowledge of. You can build rules around that too. And, you know, on top of this, we get third-party market data. And on top of this, there's a really robust analytics tool where you can build tests that, you know, pertain to just the client data. So I can look, you know, for client accounts that haven't been traded or have been traded too frequently or things like instances of accounts where, you know, maybe someone's in a share class that's not suitable for them or it's too high of a fee. So there's a lot that we can do bringing all of this data in one place using artificial intelligence.
Yeah, that's a fantastic. Just your unified infrastructure makes everything accessible to your Greenboard Go, your AI. Now you can coordinate and start coordinating. And if I understand you correctly, you can pretty much parse and extract and embed anything, any type of data coming from anywhere. There's probably a couple of things that you stagger into on occasion you got to add to, but pretty impressive stuff.
No, I appreciate it, Nick. Yeah, and you know, the data connectivity, and I'm sure, you know, working with the types of clients you do, you see this all the time, but making it so your systems have got the relevant data, that's table stakes. And then, you know, once you've got that, you can really build great functionality on top. You've got it exactly right.
Yeah. And you know, if firms are avoiding compliance as many want to, a platform like yours can streamline all that where it creates the compliance foundation that's underlying all currents of the organization. They don't have to think about it anymore. And then they can bring in from a testing standpoint and audits and whatnot, bring in STP compliance to take care of that that consulting element, and it's all done. And then they can focus on production.
And
it sounds like you're touching into how more efficient can onboarding be. Because when a firm tells me, Nick, we onboarded 20,000 new clients last year, it was a flaming nightmare. And I hear this constantly, whether it be 20,000 or 200 or two, it's not fun. And it sounds like you're helping, assisting from your standpoint of compliance focus to assisting in that endeavor as well, onboarding.
Yeah, absolutely right. So, Greenboard is so configurable. You can build any type of client, or oftentimes if firms are adding a lot of clients, they're adding a lot of advisors too, and onboarding the advisors can be a real challenge. So, you can set Greenboard up so as soon as an advisor is added to your payroll system, they get all of their compliance training materials delivered to them automatically in a experience that looks and feels like TurboTax and walks them through training videos. And then when those new advisors are onboarding their new clients, same as you can parse out compliance form just by uploading a screenshot to the AI system. You can upload anything you want on the information the client's given you, and can help you build those client profiles and Greenboard forms that can totally be configured to the needs of your business, right? Because no two investment advisors or broker-dealers are exactly alike
No.
in terms of how they look at risk and how they onboard folks.
That's for sure. That's for sure. So our Reader's Digest approach to compliance and Greenboard has covered a whole lot of territory in the last few minutes. And I wanted to make sure it was a Reader's Digest version, and you've certainly assisted in that endeavor. But as we move into conclusion, any final thoughts today relevant to what you guys are up to and where you feel you're headed in the future, near future?
No, yeah, I really, Nick, so appreciate you having us as part of your group, and super appreciate you having me on your podcast. We're here to help, right? I've got in my office, and you don't see it behind me on this podcast, certainly if you're listening just to the audio version, but it's somewhere else in the office. We have big letters up on one of our walls that say "In compliance suffering," right? And it's somewhat tongue in cheek, but at the end of the day, we think that technology is now good enough to where compliance doesn't have to be that same tax on your organization that it has been historically, and that you don't have to run away from it anymore. You can be buttoned up. You can have software that's good enough to help you truly build a culture of compliance, and it can be done in a way that really feels effortless for most of the folks at the firm, and really makes it so the folks who are compliance experts, whether you're working with an outsourced firm like STP and they're phenomenal, or you've got functionality or capabilities in-house, they have all of the information they need, and they're more productive too. So it's an exciting time on a topic that, like I was saying, isn't necessarily everyone's favorite, but we're here to make an impact, and hope to get to serve more and more firms over time.
You're doing a heck of a job with it. And for those who are will be attending our conference coming up the end of our fall conference coming up the end of September 23rd through the 25th, Mark Michael, your firm will be presenting at our conference. And so, and of course, everything's going to be recorded. So you're going to be learning more about Greenboard and Greenboard Pro, whether you like it or not. And because we're constantly, between podcast press releases, announcements, and our newsletters and so on, we need to keep populated out there with our advisors that we consult with who we're working with. So you're going to be hearing a lot more about Greenboard. So in conclusion, Dave, I hope our listeners have gained more insight into how you can utilize Wealth Engineering Hub and the other entities that make up my family of companies in coordination with Dave and Greenboard and the rest of our expert sourcing team to gain more success and control within the wealth management arena. Now you can learn more about Dave and Greenboard at or by visiting greenboard.com. That's greenboard.com. And finally, the core website of my family of companies is mywehub.com. Again, thank you, Dave, for participating in our PowerCast. And thanks again for all of those listening in. Have a great day.
Thanks, Nick.